I've been your friend for a long time. But I've never have asked you, are you a tits or an ass guy?
Tits.
Why is this? Just let me know.
Because, like,
sell me.
With our
give me your opinion.
With one of our friends.
Spill the tip. Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, with one of our friends, you know who I'm talking about.
Probably. Yeah.
So, she has some really, really nice tits, but her ass isn't fully there yet.
It's prominent, but not a staple, yes.
Yes. Like, she's smashable, but not at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Now, how about you? How about you?
Well, I'd say I'd agree, because tits are, they're either there or they're not. With ass, you can just be really fat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know some fat people have bigger asses than anyone in the world. But tits, you can be fat. Those are tits. That's just fat. But you can tell if they're tits, you know? I think that's something that I relate to.
See, now some of our viewers might be out there like, what is his nutsack looks like?
Yeah,
so
Jacob,
let's describe.
Jacob, just because I accidentally showed you my nutsack earlier today does not mean that you get to describe it. And for anyone wondering, it's average.
Stop lying.
It's basically a normal nutsack. And why are you saying I'm lying? What makes it differ, Jacob?
Life. Life, Marshall.
Yeah, it's basically normal. As I was saying, Jacob.
What about our other friends?
The ones who we were with today?
Yes.
Well,
the not pale one. What do you think of her?
There's this prominence in Hispanic culture of jumpiness that a white guy, such as I, white, privileged, and probably doesn't deserve to have a podcast.
See, now let me stop you there for a second. Podcasting
looks, right?
Is for everybody.
Okay, are we talking looks or attitude?
Looks.
Oh, looks?
Because everything podcasting is for everybody. You can't say...
Yes, podcasting is for everybody. Looks? For looks were... Okay, everything was good from the neck down. But her face was... Okay, everybody, bear with me for a second while I do some description. You know, imagine an oval, like a face, right? A spherical oval kind of thing, like a normal face. But you were to, like, square up with someone and squeeze them on the cheeks like this. But it, like if you were to grab both their cheeks, squeeze them together. But instead of squishing them together, it just made their face a triangular prism. I get some triangular prism vibes out of it. Like some... Yeah, triangular prism. I think that's a great word.
Now let's talk body. What do you think about that?
It was classic short girl, has something going on, but, like, wouldn't be that fun because it would feel kind of rapey because she's short and tiny and, like, oh shit, this might be a little girl.
Kind of like with our other former friend whose name starts with a B.
Named after kind of wine?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. She was very strange and very rapey. Just how it goes. Jacob, since I need to say something. I have never been in the abused chair. I have always been the abuser. Mostly emotionally. I've never hit anyone who didn't deserve to be hit. But, like, Jacob, talk us through your entire life story in 33 seconds. Go.
So, when I was younger, my biological parents, I'm adopted, my biological parents were assholes. They were drug addicts, they were abusers. My birth father abandoned my brother and I when we were very, very young. And I had a very, very tough life. I dealt with some abuse. I dealt with some,
We'll be back next week with the finishing of Jacob's story. This was 33 seconds of it. Don't stop it! We're still talking! Of our mumbling and rambling podcast that forces us to talk for no reason whatsoever is really, really good. No one's gonna listen to just two guys talking back and forth about non-important subjects. Let's argue.
About?
We have very similar views. When did you lose faith in Christianity and Jesus Christ?
When I was born.
Yeah, I kind of get that. I get that from you. I lost it when I figured out what religion was for.
Now, for any of our religious viewers,
we're not saying you're wrong. This out is just there. A personal opinion.
This is our opinion. We have researched this for very few hours.
And we are just rambling at one.
Yes.
Okay, so. Religion was, in my opinion, created to give people a set of morals who didn't have morals. But I feel powerful knowing that I don't need that kind of thing to get me through life. Which is why I'm not religious.
Now, I think that religion was created to give people answers that they don't necessarily want to figure out the answers to.
Yeah, I get that aspect too. And plus, religion gives you the sins and, like, disgracing the God that you choose to believe in.
It gives you a fallback plan.
It does. It's like, oh, something's fucked up. God help us.
Oh, you raped that child. Here, you won't go to jail because you have God on your side.
You raped a baby, now you don't have AIDS. If that's a theater joke. It's a really dark theater joke. Wow.
Not saying that Book of Mormon is bad or that Africans actually do that. Or Ugandans. I did say Ugandan, not Ucondom. I don't get how people would see that.
Jacob, I really don't understand how they would have thrown that context into it. You're kind of confusing.
Now, what's your stand on alcohol abuse?
Alcohol abuse, well,
are you an abuse
on the alcoholic beverage is a problem. Because if your body relies on something other than the three basic reliances, which is food, water, and shelter, I think something's up. And this is your body itself relying on it. Not like, oh, I rely on my phone every day to wake me up, but like, cannot function without. Because yeah, oh, I might not be able to get up on time without my phone, but I can't make it through my day physically moving without another drink is kind of a situation that's... Should be kind of fucking. Oh god, somebody named a group chat Whelp. Sorry guys, I'm.
That's all the time we have for this week. Join us next week.
No, we're staying on.
Oh, we're staying on? Okay, never mind. I'll give you 3 more minutes.
Why not forever, Jacob?
Well, this is America. We don't have forever.
This is America.
This is America, or we have forever.
This is America.